When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Hello, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndre, here with Bill Goldberg out of Texas. What's going on? Are you guys getting some weather?
No, man. The only weather we're getting right now is 100 degrees. Constantly with about 100% humidity, but you know, we'll take it.
I thought
at least it's not fires, it's not a freaking hurricane.
Both of those things are terrible right now. The hurricanes, the fire. I was talking to Aaron Hagar at Tahoe, and they evacuated him. He tried to pack up so much stuff that he had, and Aaron's a sweetheart of a guy, and he's got a big background in his art background, but in film and television. So he's got all his home office is just full of creatures and things that he's made. And it's all just one off stuff. He was able to pack up some of that stuff. But then when he went to his shop, his car shop, he's like, I can't do anything. He tried to get some friends to move some cars but everything was just packed. So we're just crossing our fingers that everything's going to be okay for him and the others in that area. But he just had to hightail it out. I think he just went. I think he just drove out to his dad's house up in Marin County, just try to get out there. I thought you guys would get some of that. No, I thought you guys would get some of that hurricane weather too, because it's massive and it's spread and the damage it's doing, but it's going to go halfway through the country. So,
It's a little east of us.
Yeah, I figured it might be a little bit east, but who knows? It's where you are. It's 100 degrees now. It may pour and rain 3 days from now.
Yeah, but I'm not going to complain, dude. With all the bullshit going on in the world.
Oh no! It's pretty nutty what's going on. So, anyway, so the big news we're going to get into is Ford Raptor stuff. But I want to hear about your car before we get started here. Let me tell you guys about the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It says now anyone can easily create perfect, strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. This is the most versatile pocket hole jig yet. If you guys do some woodworking, you might want to check this out. It works with a variety of materials, and it's great for all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need. It's got the drill and the driver bits, material gauge, a Craig Classic face clamp, 100 Craig pocket hole screws, and a project plan. It retails for just $99.99. It's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers and woodworking places and hardware stores. Pretty much anywhere you'd expect to get something like this, they have it. So build pocket hole projects anytime, anywhere. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's KREG tool.com. Oh, so you got one of the cars back. You got the Charger? Because we had a couple projects out.
I completely forgot about this. No. You know the deal, man.
Because you had the red eye. You had the nickel red eye. That was getting a little bit of work done. And we talked about a second round of TRX stuff that's going to happen soon, going from the supercharger to the turbos. And then, of course, the big car was the Charger, the twin turbo, 1,500 horsepower, parachute, wide body. This is the one that Dave Salvaggio did the crazy carbon fiber and the nice paint, which I love. It has the matte, it has the satin and the gloss and the red stripe, and which is a really good looking car, by the way. So
thank you. They did a hell of a job, man. But it had been the Speed Corps, it had been the Savaggio shop, it had been the gearheads. I don't know where the hell else it had been, but the fact is yes, there were a couple other projects that were done while that was being completed. But there's good things and bad things that had taken so long. For instance, it sat for so long that Boost Lab came out with bigger turbos. So what do? You upgrade to the newer, bigger turbos while it's sitting there. And then, you know, it was sitting for a while. So what do we do? Well, Turbo 400 comes up to be an option. So, you know, pull everything out and put the Turbo 400 in and get everything else matted to it and take it out and spin a bearing and pull the motor. You know, it's just an endless circle. But the fact is that I finally got it back, and the son of a bitch is absolutely terrifying. But I mean, it only brings a huge smile to my face. I need a runway so that I can take this car out and see what it's got and not kill myself against a guardrail or another person driving in the lane next to me. But
yeah,
needless to say, you know, I mean, I took it and got it tagged yesterday.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, I had to take the parachute off the back. But yes, I got it tagged. Love California. I mean, I love Texas. You know, it's bitching. It's got the automatic cutouts right in the front.
Yeah, right. So the twin turbos are mounted up sort of in the front corners of the front bumper. So you'll see the exhaust, but then it has, I don't know, sort of, I don't know if it's like a blow off valve or something, but you can see the pipes coming off the front bumper. Right.
Yes, now, you can. And when you open them up, it's extremely freaking loud, especially if you sit next to a policeman. But, you know.
Does it have a full exhaust? And then those are just those are separate cutouts. So if you want to just open it up and just dump the turbos right out the front, you can.
You can do it. Yeah.
Is the full exhaust much quieter?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Now, yes. The turbos act as a bit of a muffler already. So if you... So the cutout is it's going directly to the turbo and then just to a dump pipe. That's it. So the turbo is the only muffler when you're using the cutouts, right? And then so it's got a little bit, but it's not full straight pipe, but it's as close to straight pipe as you can, but with the turbo on there, and then it goes to the full exhaust. And what?
And then the turbos go straight to my esophagus. It's a great feel.
Okay, so and then what's the wheel and tire setup on this?
We got it's a weird deal, right? I mean, it's set up as a street car in the front and set up as a track car in the back. So we got Ford's lines, 20s in the front with Mittos, you know, 295s, and then 17s in the back with Mickey Thompson 325. 50R17s.
So it's got a drag radial in the back.
I think radial is used extremely loosely here, but yeah. I think it's a drag tire with slits in it, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nitto doesn't have anything comparable that's going to fill the wheel compartment. So yeah, working on another tire package of that. We got HREs on the way. You know, 20s all the way around to make it, you know, look like a street car. But, with these drag radio, Mickey Thompson's on the back right now. I mean, they break loose in every gear under 100 miles an hour. So the car is absolutely terrifying. I'm going to have to learn how to drive a turbo, because when that thing comes on, it's like, you know, hell's about to break loose. And then everything does break loose.
Yeah.
But just say that I made a terrific decision not to take it to Detroit and go up against the winner of the influencers, their drag race out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a good situation by any stretch of the imagination. So.
Now, for any car, especially with something that extreme, you've really got to get some seat time and kind of ease into it. And then just you got to really start to understand what the car is capable of. Look, there's a bunch of new cars on the road from the factory that you got to have to kind of understand what they're capable of. But that thing is,
the biggest issue here is the Turbo 400, right? I've never had a Turbo 400. It's got, you know, released or reverse pattern on it. So, mm-hmm. You know, the biggest issue is not dropping it down into gear, you know, when you're wanting to upshift. So, I've got to learn the idiosyncrasies of the car.
This is kind of an odd question because I haven't really thought about this yet. You've been doing so much work on the property, but is is your whole like long driveway from the house to the garage to the gate, is that paved road or not?
Oh yeah,
it is. It's paved. Okay,
but it's only one lane and it's a skinny lane.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully the car is loud enough it makes the wildlife want to not be in the middle of the road.
No, they don't care. They don't care. They're on their own agenda. The loudness of the motor does nothing for them whatsoever. They could care less.
Well, at least it's paved, because I was just imagining just like the slicks just picking up every rock and pebble and just smashing it and turning it into big giant rolling pieces of sandpaper.
Oh, pretty much, because they've redone my road.
Yeah, you know,
within the last 2 weeks. So
yeah, well, yeah, they should have made it wider.
I got a lot of things working against me. I got it delivered. It started raining immediately. Yeah, right after I took it out for a test. So I mean that ended very quickly. Now, you know, I've got to get my hands on some race fuel, because it's tuned for 114, one ethanol R, right? So. Mm-hmm. They're a sponsor of mine, so we're trying to get a couple pallets out here. But in the meantime, I can't drive the car. You know, it's tuned for 114, and I put a little bit of E85 in it, but we're going to have to change the tune if I put any more in it. So I'm just going to wait and run the 1R and go out and have some fun, man. But I can't understate the fact that Gearhead did one hell of a great job on this vehicle. I mean, it's an absolute dream. It's kind of a Frankenstein car, right? You know, with the wheel tire setup we have right now, and then the fact that, you know, we did the full KW suspension all the way around.
Yeah.
But it's not set up specifically as a drag car. So it's got a life of its own. I mean, it's kind of a Frankenstein car. I mean, I can drive it on the road, drive it on the street. I can drive it straight to the track and go down and hopefully pull eights in it, you know? So
you said HRE, making some wheels, and you're going to do a street wheel entire package, the 20s, big, whatever, as wide as you can get in the rear.
100%.
With, you know, just whatever sort of over-the-counter Nitto, I guess, drag radial or something that they have for it. They probably have like a
301s or something.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
They've got a 315, and they actually have a 325. I think it's in the 17-inch wheel. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going to run the 17s, or are you going to put 20s on all four?
Oh, excuse me. HREs, yeah, it'll be 20s all the way around.
Right.
So it'll be a 315, 40, 20.
Yeah. Right. Rear. Okay. That makes sense. Well, it sounds interesting. How's the cage? Can you get in and out of it?
Cage is awesome. It looked good, actually,
in some of the photos.
To be honest with you, man, as I sat in the all-wheel drive carbon fiber twin turbo that they did years ago.
Yeah. A couple years ago.
At Magnum's booth. Mm-hmm. I remember distinctly that it was a breeze to get in and out of. Once you take the bar out.
Yeah, the sidebar.
The sidebar out, it's like it's not even in there. To be perfectly honest, you do not even notice it. It's absolutely a fabulous job that they did. It's like it's not even there.
So you've got this car back, which is exciting, which we got to get some photos and stuff of it. I don't know if it's going to SEMA or what the plan is with it at this point, or is it going to be a public debut?
Looks like it's going to go to SEMA. I would imagine I'm going to debut it. You know, the weather's broken a little bit, and I'll get some time. I'm going to shoot some videos and take it out and beat it up a little bit, post it up on Goldberg's Garage on YouTube. But yeah, I'll get some photos of it. I'm going to take it in the shop and get her cleaned up and get some presentable photos. But
yeah,
the video of me smoking the tires will be.
All right. So you got this car. You got this car back. You've got the red eye as well.
Yes, sir. Man, Wanda's Porsche will be done this week. So, yes, I'll be putting car on top of car on top of car. And oh, lo and behold, I already reserved another storage spot. So let's get Goldberg's Garage going, please, dear God, Metron. we close. We're getting there. I got power, all the the work order done for the power, and that's nice and cheap. And can't wait to get the well dug. That's nice and cheap. It is what it is. But
that's right.
Come to those who wait.
That's right. You better get back in the ring.
Yeah. Well, October 21st. It looks like.
Yeah. Well, listen. Like, Gage is 15 now. He's been in the ring. He can start covering some bills.
Yeah. No doubt. No question.
Put him to work.
Yeah.
Put him to work.
I need to be his manager for sure.
All right. So let's. Let me tell you guys about this Good Guys thing real quick, because we love these guys. Good Guys Rod and Custom Association is coming to Loveland, Colorado for the 23rd Colorado Nationals, presented by Griot's Garage. It's at the Ranch Events Complex, September 10 through 12. There's over 2,000 classic cars and trucks on display with an autocross burnout competition. There's vintage drag racing exhibition as well. Check out the huge swap meet with a specialty auto auction. You can bring the whole family. There's a live entertainment, a model and pedal car display, and a big free kids zone. Let's see. There's tickets on sale now. It's at goodguys.com. It's good-guys.com. If you use promo code CARCAST, you get $5 off your ticket. Kids under 6 can get in for free, but use promo code CARCAST at goodguys.com to get $5 off. So check that out. All right, so new Ford Raptor. We knew the Raptor was coming out, and the word was they're going to have a new Raptor come out now with the same 450-horsepower engine. Great. And then possibly next year, a Raptor R with the supercharged V8.
Yeah.
And basically the embargo has been lifted on the first, driving event, off-road event for the Raptor.
I want to see the sales numbers on this one.
And listen, we're obviously fans, right? Here's the deal. It's like Raptor came out.
Speak for yourself.
And TRX came out. I love the rivalry between them. I love the competition for it. It's fun for the brand having a halo truck, and people have fun with these trucks. You know, the T-Rex with the, under the hood where the T-Rex eats the Raptor. It's all just fun kind of stuff.
So,
and listen, we get to reap the benefits, right? We get to enjoy all these fun trucks. But that being said, so the biggest difference is. Some suspension upgrades, which we expected, and the elimination of the leaf spring in the back, and they went to a coil spring. This is what the Ram has already been doing, right? And the Ram models and the TRX specifically have already benefited from that. So this has the coil spring in the rear. Some more revisions. I think it's a progressive spring, but it's sort of instead of a two-way, I think it's three-way. It has sort of three different variations on the coil spring. A lot more control over the high-speed, off-road, like the high-speed whoops. It digs in more. It squats and digs in more on acceleration. It's a smoother ride overall. So it's got some pretty cool benefits to that. Of course, for the truck styling and the interior, it brings that new F-150, all of those elements and the power ports and the 12-point-whatever-inch screen. I think it's 12.3-inch screen. And, it's got some pretty cool stuff. It's got the Sync 4 and wireless smartphone connectivity. I don't know what your truck has, your TRX has, but the Raptor does have a 36-gallon fuel tank, which on a highway, you can get a 500-mile range out of it. That's good. I like the idea. Like, I don't know what the fuel economy is. Who cares? The point
I have a 43-gallon tank.
43-gallon tank. Is if you can get somewhere around that 500-mile range out of a tank, it's just about getting to your destination, especially if you're going to go off for the weekend or something, and fewer stops at the gas station, which are just inconvenient. So,
well, if we're shooting for 500 miles,
well, you're not going to
find in the bed of my truck, in the entire bed of my truck.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the dually that we have over here has the big fuel tank, and then we added a 50-gallon stainless tank in the bed of the truck.
I put a 15-gallon reservoir over the passenger hump in the bed of the TRX.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
So let's see what else we got. They didn't do any towing or anything at this particular event. It's just a spec that they'll get into later. Lots of great images of the thing flying through the air, all the high-speed video stuff.
I don't get the timing, right? I don't know what's going to push that vehicle out with the playing field the way that it's set up right now.
Well, so here's the deal. The timing is a little bit out of their control. So they did the press event, and then it's going to be a little while before they roll that out. Now, keep in mind, we're still hitting this chip shortage across vehicles everywhere. So, if they said, hey, here's the announcement, you're going to get it in 30 days, that's probably not going to happen. Now, they are prioritizing the chips that are coming in for the high-volume vehicles, things like F-150s and Transit vans and Mustang Mach-E, that, you know, a few things like that. So actually, I thought this was going to come out a little bit sooner and be available this year, but I think part of the delay has been, you know, they don't want to announce this thing, you know, in July officially, and then say, oh, it's going to be in September, and then in September nobody can get it. So here's something that's interesting, though. You can get it with standard 35-inch tires or optional 37s. Now, the interesting thing is, because we had this discussion, is cars are so complicated today with cameras and sensors and all kinds of stuff that what we're running into is when you lower a car or even lift a car, it starts to throw off all these cameras and sensors. You know, I talked about Audi and Bentley uses cameras and sensors, and when a car is coming toward you, it'll hit the brakes. It thinks it's a safety thing. When you're trying to do a left-hand turn, it's very frustrating because if you're trying to beat the car coming at you, it jams on the brakes and stops the car in the intersection.
Why you turn all that shit off?
I wish you could, but you can't. You know. So I was talking to someone that are like, "Oh yeah, we were doing some experimenting with with an aftermarket company. They lowered quite a bit in Audi, and it wouldn't move." Because the cameras saw the ground or whatever things, so it just threw off, and the car, it would fire up and everything, but it kept hitting the brakes. It's like danger, danger. It thought it was like running into a wall or something, so that wouldn't do it. And there are companies that are taking trucks and lifting them, just saying, hey, people are going to lift them with a tire package or some sort of lift kit or whatever, and it's throwing off all the sensors. It can't gauge the distance and stuff.
Just got to get them adjusted. I did the exact same thing on the TRX with the ADD bumpers.
But not everything is programmable in that sense, right? Because some of them have more complex things, like the Audi thing, because it's tied into the brakes, is more complex, right?
100%.
And I would expect, look, you expect some companies like Ford and Ram and stuff to, they oftentimes embrace the aftermarket more than, let's say, I don't know, Audi or Ferrari or whatever, right? There's a lot of things that are modified, but it gets to be more complicated. Anyway, the point being, if you want the 37s, having it as a factory option means it's going to be programmed for the 37s, right? So there is a slight benefit to that, being able to say, hey, if something isn't programmable, and I'm not just saying compared to a TRX. I'm just saying compared to doing the aftermarket change on your own later. If you can go into a dealer even and say, hey, I want to do the 37s, is there a way to reprogram the stuff? The answer is probably going to be yes, right? So I would imagine Ford's going to say, hey, if you want to get the 35s, get them. If you want the 37s, get them. But if you get the 35s and you want the 37s, there's got to be some way for your dealer to go, no problem, we can fix it. We can make it work.
100%.
Right? Yeah. And that's cool. Like, that's the kind of stuff we're looking forward to, is for the manufacturers to be able to support dealer options and dealer upgrades and aftermarket upgrades and say, don't worry
about
it.
More money in their pocket.
You know. Yeah, right. And also, that's what we want to do, is personalize our shit. So why not support it? It's a massive business. We're going to the SEMA show. It's a $46 billion business because we want to all personalize our shit.
Exactly.
Right? This is what we talk about here all the time. Anyway, so we got Raptor's front suspension is new as well. It's got 14 inches of travel on that front suspension, which is an inch more than the Ram TRX.
And one less in the rear.
And I think so. They did some new things as well, some new aluminum steering knuckles, optimized ball joint range of motion, lots of stuff. Yeah. We'll get into it more.
They're not going to sell many of these. Because everybody, why would you buy this if you're waiting for the R, right?
That's a good question. So
it's no sense to me.
I guess.
But it's a timing thing, and it's not like they did this on purpose. But I'm just predicting the future here. I'm just going to say that they're not going to sell many of them.
It's interesting. I don't know. If the R is going to be harder to get, and if the R, has a ridiculous dealer markup on it, that's going to change things. By the way, Raptors right now, used ones, are ridiculously expensive. Like anything, like used ones, even 4, 5, 6 years old, they're getting a lot of money for these things.
Anything right now used is getting a lot of money, especially specialty vehicles.
Listen, I would argue if you're looking for a Raptor as an everyday vehicle and then you go out on the weekends and have some fun with it, the EcoBoost version with the 35s could be the way to go. Better gas mileage, easier to drive. Again,
I agree with that.
Maybe not
depends
as
on
much.
The price point.
Yeah, right. And maybe not as much fun as what the R is going to be. But the R is meant to be an animal, right? It's meant to be a big beast of a vehicle. So anyway, it seems cool. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm interested in checking it out. I think that the new F-150 really kind of caught up with Ram on Ram's split screen and the interior. And so I think both of those things are great on the inside. The suspension's great on these things. And now we get to play around and have more head-to-head competitions between these two trucks and see how they're going to go. Listen, where's Silverado in this mess? Come on, guys. Chevy needs to up their game on this, I think. I haven't really dug into it too much. I'm sure there's various off-road packages.
Nothing comparable.
Nothing from the factory. I'm sure there's a handful of aftermarket companies that have tons of parts for this thing, but where's kind of the jumping off point from the factory, like the Raptor and the TRX? Anyway, it should be fun. I would say check out Autoblog. Follow Dan Edmonds, by the way. Dan Edmonds is a friend of ours. He's a good dude, and he's a suspension super nerd. And he posted specs and his evaluation on Autoblog, and he does it better than anybody out there. When you start to get into really you can choose how much detail you want, how little or how much detail you want, but his stuff when it comes to suspension, especially, and this truck is something he's been waiting to get his hands on. He did such a great job of this, so I appreciate that, Dan, getting into that. So, okay, let's see what else we got next. But not to harp on all Ford stuff, but Ford Mustang Mach-E, the electric vehicle, it's been out. And what we're finding with a lot of companies is instead of doing a vehicle and keeping that model for, 5 years and then refreshing it and keeping it for a few more years, and then it does, 8 or 10 years later, it gets a whole new platform. What we're seeing is slight changes each year to keep the cars better, right? So now what we're seeing is, a 2021 Mustang Mach-E, it's great. expect a little improvement in 22, a little more in 23, a little more in 24. And most vehicles seem to be going in that direction, whether it just be software updates or over-the-air software updates. A lot of times cars can be retrofitted now. They say, hey, the 23 model has this and this, but don't worry, the 22s, we're just going to zap your car with the over-the-air update while you're sleeping, and you'll get the benefit as well. So what they're figuring out was the Mustang Mach-E was, in some instances, overbuilt, like its cooling systems and things like that, and it not necessarily needs all of the things that it currently has, not things that you would ever notice, just hidden underneath the vehicle. So the point being is what they're trying to do is longer range, more efficient versions of the Mach-E. They can do it with software updates, over-the-air software updates. But what they're finding is some of the cooling system has some extra long hosing and wiring and stuff like that, which they can start to reduce, which cuts weight. That's going to be one of the benefits. So the big three big things that they're going to start to optimize would be more efficient software, more efficient batteries, the chemistry of these batteries, and then weight reduction. And between those three things, we'll get slightly lighter, more efficient, longer range EV, and arguably higher performance versions, right? Like, we already know we're reducing weight. You're going to get better performance overall, and especially where you reduce the weight. Is it sprung weight? Is it unsprung weight? How low is it? How high is it? Just where the weight is. So it's pretty interesting stuff. It'll get a little bit better and better over time, which is cool. Just want to take another quick moment to talk about Craig, their Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Now anyone can easily create perfect, strong pocket hole joints with Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It's the most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety of material, and it's great for all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need: drill and driver bits, material gauge, a Craig classic face clamp, the 100 Craig pocket hole screws, and a project plan. It retails for just $99.99, and it's available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking stores, hardware stores, pretty much anything that sells this kind of stuff, you'll be able to find it. It's the pocket hole jig. It's great for all sorts of projects, anytime, anywhere. You can learn more at craigtool.com. That's KREG tool.com. I was thinking a little bit about this back in the day when building ramps in the front of my cul-de-sac, and you know, building ramps and getting the BMX bike and trying you know, and just sitting there going, oh, you know, you get the cinder blocks and you kind of just lean the wood up, and it was a danger every time, right? You think the blocks are going to fall over. So if you're going to build yourself a dangerous ramp for your childhood friends, you should get this thing and build a proper ramp and get the joints butted up against each other.
Just anything with woodworking that requires joints, don't just think you can just screw things together, like just screw it in from the top of the piece of wood and just think that that's a safe joint. It's not.
It's not
strong.
It's not going to work.
That's why, like, now that I've learned about the pocket hole, it's so much, the screw just grabs so much more meat, and it's just so much more stable. Like, I'm personally building like acoustic panels for my studio.
I was going to ask, because you've got your shop, right, your place that you sometimes you rent it out. You have companies come in, and I don't know if they mess around or have to build anything temporarily.
Well, let's just say I've built acoustic panels before, just going the screw just like a 90-degree angle right into the other piece of wood.
Yeah, it splits every time.
It splits. It doesn't even – it looks bad. Like, and it's not strong. Like, they break on me all the time. But now that I'm doing the pocket hole, it's cool because the screw's kind of hidden because it's at an angle.
Right.
And it's just a stronger joint, so it just –
And it's, it
looks
precise,
like I know what I'm doing.
Right. Right. It looks like you know what you're doing. And it's precise. Even when you drill the hole, when you do that 90 degree, it's so tough to get that bit, the drill bit, just to go straight in,
yeah,
right through the middle, especially if the wood's kind of thin. And then when you put the screw in there, it splits. It still splits. Even when you drill the hole, it always screws it up. So
I went to CraigTool.com and I looked and I saw like, oh, you can make bookshelves with pocket holes. So I'm going to make my own bookshelf now.
Now you're going to be building all kinds of stuff. Well, you can come over to my garage and build stuff there too.
Down.
I've got I got some shelving and some racks so I can just store more and more like car parts and stuff over there. So I was thinking about it. It could be a project to take on. I've got the Craig the pocket hole jig over at the shop, and I was messing around with it the other day. I was like, This thing's pretty cool, and I'm gonna have to start getting into it a little bit more because I think it's gonna be exactly what I need over in that shop.
Yeah, it's really easy to use. So I mean, I think you and I should get together, have a building day.
I know.
If you want to start a furniture company or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Now we've got other projects going on, but I feel like that could happen. All right, so just a quick reminder: go to CraigTool.com. It's CregTool.com. Let's see what else is going on in the world. I've been guys at Edmonds. I think we're gonna have Alistair on next week. Alistair's been having fun with Porsche Macan and Tesla Plaid and just doing some crazy stuff above and beyond his normal testing and reviewing, because he's been testing some crazy stuff. So we'll talk to Alistair next week. But his guys went out to Willow Springs and had a little head-to-head competition, a little bit of fun. They took the BMW M4 and they put it up against the Mustang Mach 1. And I know the guys at Edmonds get their balls busted all the time on these drag racing videos, especially Alistair, because he kept driving the GT500. And they're like, you don't know how to drive it. There's better traction there, because it's tough to get the cars to hook up. Listen, who am I talking to? You got a 1,500 horsepower charger.
That's another thing. That's another plus with it being gone for so long. Yeah. It gained 200 more horsepower. So we're at 1,700 now. I asked them if they wanted to keep it another month and make it a cool 2,000.
I know.
We're good at 17.
All right. Well, we'll conservatively keep it at 17 on the good race gas.
Yes.
These guys went out. They created a fun video. You should check it out. And they put it around the course out there. They did some drag racing videos, the Mach 1 and the M4. And the M4 was beating it. But this is the funny part is, we've always sort of thought as some of the German cars, the European cars, as the cars that would just outhandle anything we had here domestically. Just around a road course, the handling performance would just kick our butts. But when it just came to raw horsepower, muscle, and drag racing, you just can't beat our muscle cars, right? Like it just seemed to be the way. You would never think Porsche 911 versus Dodge Challenger and expect the Challenger to get around the road course faster. You would just expect the Porsche to whoop it all day long. But then, you know, on the straightaway, you just expect that Challenger to just be a beast and go way past the Porsche. And it's funny how the tides are turning a little bit, because these guys took it out to there, and that M4 was beating the Mustang Mach 1 in the drag race. Now, keep in mind, a little bit lighter and a little bit more horsepower. It's like 480 horsepower versus 503, and it's like, I don't know, like a 200-pound difference somewhere around there. So it adds up that the M4 would be faster. The one thing in their video is they said that the M4 had launch control and the Mach 1 doesn't have launch control, but the M4 or the Mach 1 does have a drag race mode, which should have a launch control in it. So maybe something in the video just got edited a certain way. I wasn't exactly sure how he was launching it. But I think the point was he just wanted to do it by his foot and the feel of it and see if he can get it to hook up. Obviously, getting it to hook up was an issue. So the M4 beat the Mach 1 every time in the drag race. But then when they hit the road course and they publish the numbers, they're like, yeah, it's a little weird, but the Mach 1 was smoking that M4, which was lighter and had more horsepower. When you put that much tire underneath the Mustang and the suspension, how tunable it is, it ended up being faster on the car. It's just kind of funny to me that now the Mustangs outhandle BMWs, but the BMW is a little quicker in a drag race. I'm fine with that scenario. I'm perfectly fine with that scenario.
100%. Because that's what we've been trying to do for the past 10 years is get around a road course.
Yeah, and adding horsepower is easy.
Simple.
Right? Like, keep in mind, that Mach 1 is still naturally aspirated. You know, you talked about turbos, talked about supercharger, even just doing some slight engine mods, a tune and a couple things. Yeah, easy to add some horsepower there. So it'll be fun. Now, I posted a couple pictures of my Mach 1, but I didn't even take those pictures because my car has been at MagnaFlow getting the exhaust done. They were doing the R&D on the exhaust. I posted the pictures and I posted the sound clip, but I haven't even heard it in person. That somebody sent me the sound clip. And now it's
Is it the X mod?
It is. And actually, I don't even know how it's configured yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to Richard Waitis, so I don't know.
Well, you better talk to him because you'll have three options, right?
I know, and I don't know what option is on there.
I don't know what's on there.
I don't know if he's got.
I can tell you what's on the TRX. You have three guesses.
I put the delete. Everything delete. That's an easy
one. The guy from Auto Curators calls me and goes, "Hey man, we're putting your exhaust on. I just got a question for you." I'm like, "Dude, are you even? What are you thinking? Calling me and asking me a question that is so quite obvious,
right?
It's
right.
Just wasting your time."
So you're right.
It's badass. I got it installed the TRX 2 days ago, and the sound is fantastic. I'm going to put a clip up.
We got to hear that.
It's great, man. What a difference.
So, again, check out the YouTube channel, Goldberg's Garage on YouTube. You're going to be doing more and more content up there, so that's going to be exciting to do. But you're right. I don't know which exhaust. I don't know if it has the delete pipes or not the delete pipes. It's got the resonators and whatever. I do know that the valve, they did their version of the valve. The valve all works, and it sounds good. It's not just about a volume thing. It's about a particular tone, and it's just sort of a preference. So I'm hoping to get that back. And then no secret that the car's over at Anderson Composites, and they're doing a little R&D over there. They asked to borrow the car. I said, fine, so take all the time you need. And I'm trying to be as nice about it as possible because I like those guys a lot. But I am a little bit jonesing to see my car. I drove it from Galpin. This is I feel your pain. I feel your pain. But I drove it from Galpin home, and then I drove it to Anderson Composites, and I haven't seen it since. and that's it. And I took it out to Anderson Composites, talked with the guys, put together a little bit of a plan, and then I came home with it. And then 2 days later, MagnaFlow picked it up, did their thing on it, and then they said, "We're done." I said, "Don't even bring it to me. Would you mind just dropping it off at Anderson Composites?" And they said, "No." And they said, "No problem." So they just dropped it off there, and that's it. Now, I've been getting daily updates from those guys on what they're doing. I just can't share any of it yet. And I hate to be that guy because I just like to talk about the shit because it's some cool stuff. I'll be able to show it soon, I believe. I'm not sure if the car is going to
give us a hint.
I mean, you can guess. It's Anderson Composites. It's carbon fiber stuff. So you can imagine what they're doing to it, you know. Just go through their catalog, find all the shit they've done to the previous Mustang and go, "Hey, that probably makes sense. Why not do it to a Mach 1?" There's just maybe one little thing or significant thing that we can't talk about yet, which is cool. I will say it's been highly requested and Anderson is taking care of it. That's all I can say on that. So that's kind of a douchey move given that kind of teaser, but that's where we are with this thing. So now I'm going to tell you about Geico. Whether you own your home or rent your home, we know it can be a lot of hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. The last thing I just wanted to touch on real quick, just in automotive news, is Subaru BRZ. Fun little car, but it seemed like it was kind of underpowered previously. The new one has been announced. They've upped it a little bit from the 2 liter engine to the 2.4 liter engine. It gets a little bump in horsepower. It gets a little bump in torque. You get some revised suspension. It's overall, it's faster. It's more compliant. It's filling in the gap. It's turning into a really kind of fun little sports car. Still naturally aspirated, so there's some opportunities in the aftermarket there, which is good, which is kind of fun. Still lightweight, still affordably priced, in my opinion. It's you know, it's got the newest tech, the infotainment system, 8-inch touchscreen, all the cool stuff. So definitely want to check that out. Cool. Anyway, you might want to check that out. I think we're pretty much going to wrap things up here. Are we missing anything?
No, I'm just missing race fuel for my car. So. Just trying to get some hands on some race fuel. That's all.
Getting some race fuel for the Charger.
That thing's well, that's all. I'm right here. Get it to me as quick as possible. I need to go to the grocery store.
take that thing out there. It'll be a beast. Well, check out. Look for Goldberg's Garage on YouTube, and we will. We'll get some updates on all of those things. So appreciate it.
And by the way, my knee's fine, you prick. Thanks for asking.
Well, we talked about it a little bit ahead of time, so I didn't get too much into it. But how's Gage? A little.
He's out of his football game this week, and so I will take it out on Bobby Lashley the next time I see him. But yes, he's healing up. He's healing up. But yeah, he'll be missing a game this week.
It was, he did a good job, and hopefully everybody's healing up. And you know, we saw you on WWE social media limping around, a little irritated.
Little, yeah. All good. All good.
All right. Well, we'll get updates as we get a little bit closer to when the punishment's going to be handed out.
Oh yes.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for giving us a follow. Follow Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter, Goldberg95, Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. Again, that YouTube channel. Follow me at Motorator on all the social medias. And getting a little bit closer with Bravago and Goldberg's Garage. He's got his merch going on. I believe there's a link on your Instagram account where you can buy the shirts. Check that out.
Yes, sir.
A little bit closer on the Bravago stuff. I'm hoping toward the end of September, we'll have that up and running on the website and be able to ship that out to you guys. So fun stuff. So next week, maybe we'll talk with Alistair as well. Until next time, keep the air and the spare and the bag and the wheel.
Boom, boom.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.